Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was working on the show last night, too. We were trying to figure out how the hell did they blow that one. How did they blow that game? Gosh, what a loss last night to the Denver Nuggets. It was a hell of a basketball game. TNT, NBC Sports Bay Area, was high-level hoops. And just for a second, because I know some people think watching Joker is boring, Nikola Jokic. To me, there's nothing boring about his game. I love watching him play. 38 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, 14 to 24. How about the mid-range jumper when he faked out Steph Curry with a pass? Steph walks around. He's wide open for the mid-range, gets a little soft touch around the rim. He's one of the best three-point shooters in the league. You see why he's a three-time MVP. He is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
He's amazing. And the way Gordon has learned to play off him, to me, is one of the more special things to witness. Gordon's really evolved his game since joining Denver. I didn't know he was this rugged. I mean, he's proven it multiple years in a row, but his ability to dump the ball into the block and then cut to the hoop, and Jokic is like, oh, y'all are going to just double team me? Let me make a quick little pass on the cutter. You know, it's just such a great, beautiful IQ to watch that team play. And now they got that shooter alongside of them. Like, they're a very nice team.
No, they're a nice team. They need a bench. They need a bench.
No doubt.
But I don't know if they're a championship team. I don't know if they have enough because Murray's got to get right.
No doubt. And Brown's been more efficient, though.
Christian Brown's shooting 47% from three this year.
I'm blown away.
Averaging 16.
His body looks incredible, too. He's a really winning dedicated himself.
Yeah, he's a winning player. National championship at Kansas, NBA champ. Michael Porter Jr. is actually averaging 18-9 this year.
But he's
playing better.
You know, he's bigger. He's bigger than you think. No, they're a very good team. But, like, just one second. I know we want to get to the calls and everything. The yellow floor presenting the way it did on TV. I'm okay with them doing crazy things on the floor. I'm okay with that. But, like, you have to also think about visually what it looks like. I was getting a headache. Maybe I'm alone in this. I was getting a headache looking at the floor. And I'm not trying to be the old guy, you know, like, I get it. You're trying to do different things, but it was really tough to visually watch.
It was a hard court.
So am you I got, tripping?
No. When it first popped on, I had to squint my eyes a couple times, and I was just thinking to myself, boy, can we turn the contrast down or the brightness or what's going on here? But that's Ball Arena. That's their court for the Emirates NBA Cup over there at Ball Arena. I want to play this cop pod sound one more time because I have a thought. Now it just kind of popped up to me during the break here. Kerr after the game. After the Warriors blow another double-digit lead, they're up 11, 109-98, and Denver ends up outscoring them down the stretch 21-6 over the last 6 minutes of change. That's what Kerr had to say about Brandon Podziemski as he was running red hot. He was hot about the Christian Brown play, in which he thought he called a timeout. And if he did call a timeout, Denver didn't have a timeout, which, therefore, the Warriors would have received a technical foul and possession of the basketball. But the ref, the little guy, what's his name, Tyler Floyd, he was just clueless. I mean, he called a jump ball. It was barely a jump ball. I mean, Tyler Ford was just...
Stop.
Some of these guys...
Your height discrimination bugs me.
No. Tyler Ford, the little guy, he's clueless out there. You want to hear Ime Udoka last night? Here's Ime Udoka. They got jobbed in Sacramento. Listen to Ime Udoka.
What too happy about the officiating there? What was going on? What did you see out there on the floor that you was disappointed?
Missed calls, blatant missed calls right in front of you. You know, you're calling ticky tack, moving screens, and little shit like that, and then you don't want to call the obvious ones right in front of you. So that was it. Happy got fouled a few times on that drive and on the layup, and they don't want to call it. And so I'm get some glasses. Open your eyes.
Do away with the NBA officials looking into the camera. Too much camera time. I don't want to see you.
Bonte, not only is Ime Udoka upset about the refs, check out the alternate final call of one Tim Roy last night and what he had to say about the refs last night.
Curry gets the ball, buzzer sounds, can't get the shot off, and this game's over. And Steve Kerr is all over Travis Ford. He was trying to call a timeout. Again, Travis Ford's a crew chief, but in my opinion, he does not have a great feel for the game. Technically, I think he's probably proficient enough, but more than often, this is the type of what happens at the end of a game, close game, when the Warriors have had him as a crew chief.
He's too professional and classy to just come out and say it. He sucked last night.
Yeah, well, he always sucks. And it's, Tim Roy didn't even want to get his name right. It's Tyler Ford.
Exactly.
We could look at his referee bio, but he's right. Tyler Ford stinks.
I like vacationing in the Caymans.
I mean,
I have a place in Southampton.
I mean,
Shawshank Redemption.
You know, Bonte, this is the problem. Like, so, for example, there was a play last night where Jamal Murray is, he's going to the hoop. And for over a decade, they have rewarded out-of-control drives to the hoop.
Yeah.
It started with Harden. And look, is Steph guilty at times of kicking his legs out? Absolutely. This is not like, oh, the Warriors are the only team that doesn't do this. No, every team does it. But they have adjudicated the game where they have given the offense all of the leeway. You can't play defense in the NBA. It's ridiculous. And in that particular play, Looney, and I don't care about the circle. I don't care. He's standing. He's defending the shot. He's contesting the shot without giving body contact. Jamal Murray is out of control. And he's falling to the ground, flailing, throwing up garbage, begging to get a bailout call.
He initiated a contact with Kevon Looney.
It's a no call.
And Fitz made a great point on the broadcast. Whenever Looney complains, you know it's legit. Because Looney never complains. And it was a huge foul because Looney ended up fouling out.
And he got two free throws on a play he was going to smoke a layup on.
So, exactly. You get the two free throws. You cut the lead to two. Not only that, you lose not only one of your best defenders on the team, but you lose your best screener on the team.
Good point.
To free up Stephen Curry
or free up
anybody on the offensive end. So, you know, blow it right there with that. It was a terrible call. I just come out flat out say it. I watched it over and over and over again. It was a bad call.
Well, he's like lunging, falling down, and the knees are going. It's just, it's to me, again, this is not that singular play. That's a decade worth of horrific officiating leading into that play being accepted. And then they challenged it, and they're like, yeah, it's going to stand. I'm like, what are we doing? You watch that play again, and you allowed that to continue to be a foul.
Did you hear Fitz?
He goes,
they blew the call twice. They blew it during the action and after the action.
Yeah, he's right.
But I want to get back to pods for a second because a lot of people want to talk pods. Bud in Oakland, coach, getting to you in just 1 second
like loser
here.
Talk when we talk about the refs, that play was wrong.
No, the refs didn't blow the game. The Warriors have to hold themselves accountable. The Warriors blew the game. The referees... Did they make bad calls? Yes, they make bad calls every game. But you control what you control.
We agree.
And you had an 11-point lead, and you got outscored 21-6 in the last 6 minutes to change, and it ticks me off.